today. It's midday.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mahikeng 30, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 28 grade.
Not too bad on the roads at the moment. We've got some queuing traffic. Edenvale N12 R24 west towards the Galulis interchange and Central Josie M2 westbound queuing traffic towards Joe Slovo Drive.
Die stad Tshwane kies vandag 'n nuwe burgemeester. Dit volg nadat Silje Brink verlede maand deur 'n mosie van wantroue verwyder is. Die ANC het 75 van die 214 sleutels op die raad. Action SA wil sy eie kandidaat Nasipi Moya as burgemeester hê. Die ANC het intussen besluit om Action SA se raadslid Nasipi Moya as burgemeester van Tshwane te ondersteun. Moya is die huidige waarnemende burgemeester van die metro. Matlengi Bengo Mutsiri van die ANC sê Moya is die beste kandidaat om Tshwane reg
te druk. We appeal to the people of Tshwane to support Councillor Dr. Nasipi Moya and the new leadership team that is putting the capital city on a new path of better governance, service delivery and inclusive growth. As the largest party in council, the ANC remains the leader of the multi-party coalition government that will be established in Tshwane over the next few days.
Sommige inwoners van Tshwane is egter steeds hoopvol dat Brink as burgemeester sal terugkeer.
Yes, I do believe that he will come back because he's done a lot of great things for Pretoria. So I think he deserves to be back, and the way that he's been treated and the way everything was handled for him to be kicked out is not right. So yes, I believe he will be back.
Verdagte is in hegtenis geneem in verband met die massa-slagting op Lusikisiki in die Oos-Kaap. 18 mense, insluitend 15 vroue, is verlede naweek by twee huise doodgeskiet. 'N 45-jarige verdagte wat maandag vasgetrek is, sal na verwagting en vandag in die hof verskyn. Nog nie sê die buiteland die Wêreldklimaatorganisasie sê die kombinasie van langdurige droogtes en vernietigende oorstromings in 2023 kan toegeskryf word aan die klimaatskrisis. Volgens die organisasie se verslag oor die stand van wêreldwye waterbronne was verlede jaar die droogste vir riviere wêreldwyd in 30 jaar. En president Joe Biden sê orkaan Milton kan een van die ergste storms wees wat Florida die afgelope eeu tref. Die orkaan, wat as kategorie 4 geklassifiseer is, sal na verwagting lewensgevaarlike toestande in dele van Florida veroorsaak wanneer dit vandag aanland. Biden sê diegene in die storm se pad moet onmiddellik ontruim.
I'm calling on the airlines and other companies to provide as much service as possible to accommodate evacuations and not to engage in price gouging. Most importantly, I've urged everyone currently located in Hurricane Milton's path to listen to local officials and follow safety instructions. It's a matter of life and death.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. The stage is set for the election of a new mayor in the city of Tshwane.
Yeah, wonder how long that one will last. Mm. Oh, I'm so cynical. Ay. Was it Hurricane Milton?
Yes.
First tweet I saw this morning was, I refuse to be drowned by anything called Milton. I'm like, oh, well, okay. Florida has published the most bizarre thing. They give you the rating, a scale rating, and it corresponds to the height of the expected waves in your beard. And it is scary because the guys are going, well, okay, I've got a 10 on mine, but my house is at a 7-foot elevation. What does this mean? It means you better start swimming like Teddy. Hey, I'm going to make you cry.
No.
See, my Cape Town newsreader here is just like, I know this song well. I'm here to tell you that a real South African, I've got Hoenderfleis, a real South African musical legend is 90 years old today. He was born Abdullah Ibrahim, couldn't really get a gig until he changed his name to, well, something a little bit more Western. Dollar Brand. And then when things changed, once again, he became Abdullah Ibrahim. He's on tour at the moment. He's not.